I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities have arrested a man suspected of shooting a Colorado Springs police officer earlier this month. 35-year-old Randy Bishop was arrested yesterday and charged with first-degree attempted murder of a peace officer, assault, child abuse, and second-degree kidnapping. Authorities say Bishop is suspected of shooting Officer Bo Becker January 13th during a traffic stop. Becker was injured but has been released from a hospital since. The second of two inmates who escaped from a jail in Westcliff by locking a guard in a cell is back in custody. Custer County Sheriff's Office says 30-year-old Brian Webb was arrested at a home in Walsenburg without incident on Sunday night after authorities received a tip that he was staying there. Colorado Springs is holding a public meeting regarding future plans for three historic downtown parks. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The three historic parks, Acacia, Antlers, and Alamo Square, are all located within a few blocks of City Hall. A survey last fall found downtown parkgoers are most concerned about safety and cleanliness, as well as adding playgrounds and art features and preserving nature at the parks. The survey also revealed issues related to homelessness as another top priority. Connie Schmeiser with the city says she hopes the meeting and a second phase survey will reach downtown residents and people from other parts of town.
When they come down, why would they come down? What are they interested in seeing in these parks?
About $2 million in funding for the improvements will come from Measure 2B, which voters approved last year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
And that meeting is set for 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, January 28th, at the City Auditorium on East Kiowa Street. Results from the Historic Park Survey can be found on the city's website. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.